Heat index, once again, will be above 105, maybe a little higher than that. The actual high temperature up to about 96. There'll be some scattered thunderstorms roaming around, most numerous in the afternoon and evening. But in this kind of heat, you can get some strong storms with gusty winds and intense lightning. Our weather app will keep you on top of whether there's any warnings for your particular area. Our low temperature tonight, 76. Tomorrow, a generous supply of showers and thunderstorms, most numerous in the afternoon and evening hours. Highs in the mid-90s again. More triple-digit heat indices through the weekend and more scattered storms on Sunday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Pick the speed you need and save big. No two businesses are exactly the same. That's why WOW Business offers different internet speed tiers to all types of businesses. We'll help you choose a solution that best suits your business needs and your budget. For a limited time, get our best price ever. Up to 1 gig of speed for $199 a month. Visit wowforbusiness.com and find out how much you can save. Offer for new customers. 2-year agreement required. Subject to change. Restrictions apply.
When we go out for lunch, we love Sinclair's. They have something for even the pickiest eaters in our bunch.
We serve our same appetizers, which a lot of folks come in and have them for lunch or for dinner. Then we also do burgers and fresh seafood.
And the budget-conscious ones.
You really can spend anywhere from $5, $6, $7, $8 to $25, $30 if you want to go for the higher-end meal.
Sinclair's salads are always my go-to choice. I love their variety, which is why they've been a River Region favorite for years.
We've been known for our salads since we opened. We do a lot of smaller salads, but we do a lot of dinner entree type salads, cuts of chicken or shrimp or fresh fish on it, you know, however you want to do it. Shrimp and avocados are real popular that we've sold for years and years.
All their salads, steaks, burgers, seafood are all locally sourced, and that means a lot to me. Let's not forget their pasta dishes.
I like one called Mediterranean chicken pasta, which is a fried chicken breast over angel hair pasta with a red sauce on it that's really, really good.
We love going to Sinclair's for lunch, dinner, or both. Sinclair's, a Montgomery tradition at Vaughn and Taylor Road.
Caps, lids, hats. Call them what you want. If you own a small business, you wear a lot of them. Like the scheduling hat, the cash flow hat, and the did I remember to lock up hat? Fortunately, Trustmark helps you focus on leaving your mark with online banking, remote deposits, ACH alerts, card services, and more. Which means you can take off some of those other hats and put on the captain's hat. You know, because that's what the fearless leader wears. Learn more at Trustmark.com. Member FDIC.
This hour of the program brought to you in part by our good friends over at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223, 567-4223, on the web, ALAHomeMortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368, Equal Housing Lender.
It's time for news and views from 9 till noon, Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's news and views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM.
Making waves.
Well,
I had to look it up because I thought this was a right-wing parody, and it's not. Joe Biden actually said it. You want to know why I think Democrats are racist? Like, more racist than any white, you know, conservative Republican ever has thought about being in his life? Look no farther than Joe Biden and the things he said about black people over the years. I mean, Joe Biden is like your prototypical Democrat. He was in the Senate for 36 years. He was vice president on the Democrat ticket for 8 years. He is leading the Democrat primary as we speak.
What did he say about the actual president that he served with? That he's, what did he say?
Clean cut, articulate, good hygiene.
Yeah, there you go. Say it doesn't smell or something.
Good hygiene.
Yeah, calm down, Joe.
This is the first black that's come along in a while that doesn't stink. You can understand him when he speaks. We don't know yet whether he's going to put 24-inch rims on the beast yet or not, but... He's going to change out the presidential limo for a presidential hoopty.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, Lord. I mean, that's Joe Biden.
Smiley Joe, everybody.
Joe Biden yesterday said poor kids are just as bright as white kids. just as bright and talented as white kids. This was a campaign speech to Hispanic and Asian voters.
Wow.
Guys, you will never, ever convince me. You will never, ever convince me that the Democrat Party is anything less than the most racist, the toxically racist, nasty cesspool of humanity that has ever lived on this country.
That's nuts.
Biden says poor kids are just as bright and talented as white kids.
Oh, Joe.
Former vice president's campaign said he misspoke.
You think?
He misspoke. Of course he misspoke. He misspoke when he was stealing the guy's life story in his speech in 88, too. I'm sure he just misspoke.
Neil Kinnock? That's the guy's
Scottish
name.
Scottish or something?
Yeah, Irish, yeah.
Irish? There's somebody up there, one of those North Atlantic garbage islands where they all try to come over here. Joe Biden. Obama, what did he say? He said Obama. I'm trying to find the exact quote. It's amazing how hard it is.
Clean and articulate.
It's amazing how hard it is to find damaging quotes against Democrats on Google. It's almost impossible. He called Obama the first clean African-American candidate. Keep in mind that Jesse Jackson actually got delegates in 88.
Yeah,
multiple states.
I think he won the Alabama primary.
He won the majority of black votes.
Yeah, well, I mean,
a higher percentage of black votes than Obama got.
Yeah, he won South Carolina. I know he won Georgia.
Here's what he said. I mean, this is Joe Biden, not Dave Mowry, not Barron Coleman.
Not Dave Mowry.
Not any conservative Republican. I mean, you've got the first mainstream African-American who's articulate and bright and clean and a nice-looking guy. I mean, that's a storybook, man. That's what Biden said. So I guess the other mainstream African-Americans were inarticulate, dumb.
Dirty
and ugly.
Yeah,
that's
smelly. Dirty and smelly.
Well, they're not Muslim. They're just dirty. Mm, they don't smell.
Well, I mean, clean kind of implies that you don't stink.
He clarified by saying Barack Obama is probably the most exciting candidate the Democratic and Republican parties produced at least since I've been around. And he's fresh, he's new, he's smart, he's insightful. I really regret that some have taken totally out of context my use of the word clean. It wasn't clean, Mr. Biden. It was articulate and bright and clean and nice looking. Guys, this is the heart of the Democrat Party. This is who they really are. Democrats cannot hold the policy positions they hold and think black people are functioning and capable as white people. They can't. They just functionally cannot do that. You cannot hold the position that black people must get preference in hiring and preference in school admission and then think black people are as capable as white people. You just can't. Those two positions simultaneously cannot exist. Now, you can say it's because of historic oppression and all this other, but you can't say that you think they're equal. By saying there has to be priority, you are admitting they're incapable of certain things. Scoring high on tests to get into college. That's the Democrat position, not the Republican position. The Republican position is, let's do away with preferences in college admissions. I guess that's the Republican position. It's the conservative position. And let each individual stand on his own merit. But if you listen to Democrats, every now and then it does manage to eke its way out, particularly 79-year-old loon bats like Joe Biden. You know, when you get old, that filter goes away.
Mm-hmm.
Joe Biden. Trump talking about letting Blago go.
That's a weird one.
Did you see that story?
Yeah.
Wanting to let Rod Blagojevich go. I'm going to assume it's because he was on The Apprentice.
Yeah, I have no idea. Either that or likes his haircut.
He's got tough hair.
Got a heck of a haircut.
For those that don't know who Rod Blagojevich is, the former governor of Illinois, when Obama became president. And so Obama had to vacate his Senate seat, leaving an appointment. Blagojevich caught on tape selling the seat. And then the guy he ended up appointing, his career's obviously dead.
Yeah.
And then they were like, what did you pay to get it? You need to step down. He's like, no, man, I'm senator. Get over yourselves. And he didn't.
No, he didn't.
He didn't step down. And he ran for election. He got trounced. Rob Blagojevich got 14 years for being caught on tape saying, this Senate seat's a valuable thing. I'm not letting it go for nothing. Someone better pay me some cash or nobody's getting it. And he got, I mean, he got paid, I guess.
Did he? I don't know.
I don't think they could ever track it. Maybe he was an early Bitcoin guy.
Yes, I don't know if they ever proved that he got paid.
What if he was an early Bitcoin guy and he got paid like $100,000 in 2010 Bitcoins, and now he's going to get out of prison and he's worth like $2 billion, and that's why Trump's letting him out, because he's going to fund his reelection campaign. That's the Democrat spin. I guarantee you something that ludicrous. I think the reason he's doing this is to really kind of cheese on the FBI under Barack Obama. Comey and all those losers.
Mm-hmm.
Stroke. Peter Stroke. Why has no one yet come up with a presidential themed porno starring Stroke. Peter Stroke?
Stroke.
Peter Stroke is probing the president.
What was the Palin one? Nayland Palin?
Was there a Palin porn?
Yeah.
Not her, though.
No. It was like a parody or whatever.
Palin was a smoke show.
I mean...
She's aged a little bit. Is she still hot?
I don't know.
Has she gotten some work? Her eyes look different. You know what I think she should have done after 2008?
What's that?
I think she should have gone to Alaska, hold herself up, and boned up on policy. And come back after 3 years later with like a PhD in politics, in political philosophy, knows every foreign dignitary head, and just made fools out of everybody on the debate stage. And just challenged people. Who's the president of Romania? You know, one of our current Alabama senators applied to the Obama administration to be the ambassador to Romania.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. And wrote a fictional novel about him being the king of a place called Tomania. A fictional piece of work.
Oh.
I've got a copy of it.
I don't even want to know.
It's illustrated.
I don't even want to
know. Drawing. Yeah, I mean, I'll tell you during the break. I'm not going to say it on air. Sometimes I just do a little top of mind radio, whatever the hell's on my mind.
You know.
That's what I think Palin should have done. You know.
Nailing Palin.
I think probing the president would be a good...
Peter Stroke in probing the president.
I think that... Look, man, I might not be like a big porn watcher or producer or any of that, but I can come up with some titles.
Right.
You give me an actor or actress's name, you give me a concept, I'll come up with some titles.
Political pounding with Peter Stroke.
See, that's the follow-up.
Yeah.
That's the follow-up.
We're going to release that one on August 8th, Baron.
Poor kids are just as bright and just as talented as white kids. Guys, you might get stuck with this guy, Joe Biden.
I feel like a lot
Democrats might get stuck with him.
I feel like a lot of times people should take the thing where... And there's a Simpsons episode where, like, they're talking about, and lady says, what about the future of these children? And the principal says, come off it. We both know these children have no future. And everyone overhears him, and he goes, prove me wrong, kids. Prove me wrong. I feel like more politicians should just take that approach.
Prove me wrong, Joe. Prove me wrong. Hey, Lauren Biden's been in Dave Mowry's closet.
That's right.
She's got the handkerchief running out. We'll be back.
Across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV. Visit beautiful Jasmine Hill Gardens, located in Wetumpka. Purchase your annual pass to experience year-round beauty and events. The 200th family annual pass purchaser receives a four-person adventure with Coosa River Adventures and a George's River Market and Butchery gift basket. Visit jasminehill.org for details.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter. The smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/work. That's ZipRecruiter.com/work. ZipRecruiter.com/work.
School's almost here. Isn't it an embarrassment that teachers are forced to buy their own class supplies? Isn't it a crime that some kids are forced to start school without everything they need? Blue Water Broadcasting and Chicken Salad Chick ask you to cram our van and help kids and teachers in the River Region get off to a great start this school year. Drop off school supplies such as pens, paper, notebooks, and backpacks to Chicken Salad Chick. Chicken Salad Chick. Spread joy. Enrich lives. Serve others. Donate what you can and help us cram the van for Montgomery's Public Schools. From Chicken Salad Chick and Blue Water Broadcasting.
To find out how you can help, visit newstalk931.com.
This hour of the program brought to you in part by our good friends over at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223, 567-4223, on the web, alahomemortgage.com, NMLS number 1586368, Equal Housing Lender. Get to these Bruce Orfrio twos or something.
About time? Well, before you do anything rash.
What do we got here? 19 minutes after 10 o'clock?
Everybody plays the fool.
Joe Biden.
There's no exception to the rule.
Listen, baby. Cornerstone Managing General Agency, CornerstoneMGA.com. CornerstoneMGA.com. Let me tell you, the easy to get in touch with on the phone, 356-1502, 356-1502. Cornerstone MGA has worked with some of the great businesses in the entire state of Alabama. National-type agencies headquartered in Alabama. Cornerstone Managing General Agencies come in there, completely redone their benefits package, saving their employees, frankly, millions of dollars a year if you add them all up. And that's money that stays here in Alabama that can be used in the economy. It's a great service Cornerstone MGA is offering. All you have to do is pick up the phone and call them, 356-1502. But I don't have tens of thousands of employees. You don't have to. You have 10 employees. You have 5 employees. They still want to come out and work with you. They'll still spend just as much time with you. They've got a great platform that they give you for free that helps manage your employee benefits. So if you have a little trouble, you know, a lot of people do it on paper or spreadsheets or whatever. You don't have to do that. Call Cornerstone MGA, 356-1502. They'll come out there. They'll give you the system for free. They'll show you how to use it. They'll train you. They'll be there for support. And it's a great system. CornerstoneMGA.com, 356-1502. Dave Mowry, Baron Coleman here with you. Who's this?
This is Dennis.
Dennis, you're on the air, my friend.
Yeah, I just want to call about that guy that called in yesterday about Brantley Line.
Yeah.
I got a comment about...
Yeah, sorry, guys. We can't let you air stuff out like that on there. Yeah,
you guys can do that some other place. It's just obviously, there's a coordinated attempt here to...
Yeah, it's not the forum
guys,
for
it. Not only that, I know it's Friday, and we've not mentioned that the rules on Friday are there ain't there, because I did have some news I wanted to get through. But y'all can talk about whatever you want. But you gonna call and just beat somebody over the head?
It's silly season. It's, you know, within it about is. 3 weeks of an election and all that. But
yeah. Whoever's running against this guy is probably like, call talk radio.
Well, and look, the thing is, right, the thing is that, like, that's not going to help your cause.
Yeah. I think there's somebody undecided homes, like, you know, some guy called
into the radio and said,
you should know when somebody calls and doesn't even know how to get through the screening process, you should be on guard. I can't take any other calls till the dump builds back up.
Baron and I definitely sometimes look at each other and go, like, you know, I'm like, hey, is your hand near the dump button? Yeah. Like, actually, we know where this is going.
Yeah, we know precisely where this is headed.
We know right where this is going.
Let's see here. Miami called in last week asking about Kathleen Kavalek.
Yeah.
Deputy Assistant Secretary of State Kathleen Kavalek. Remember that?
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't want to go into the Kavalek memos before the Bruce Orr 302s got released. They finally got released yesterday. So let me finally get around to answering Miami's call on the Kavalek memos. These are important. If you had to distill the effort to defeat Donald Trump from within the United States intelligence community, and you had to distill it into one piece of evidence that shows that it was a cook from the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
There's really only one piece of evidence that stands in that class. Because what you got to find is, why did this start? What was the motivation?
Right.
Like, when someone commits a crime, you want to know motive, right? What did they do it on purpose? Why would they have done that? Deputy Assistant Secretary of State Kathleen Kavalek, K-A-V-A-L-E-C, provided back in October of 2016, October 11th, 2016, provided a written memo outlining the plan. She had a meeting with FBI informant Christopher Steele, where the Hillary Clinton campaign-funded Christopher Steele admitted his research was political and faced an Election Day deadline. Right? Mm-hmm. Now, this is the same research that was used for the FISA operation to get the Title I warrant against Carter Page. This was the same research that was used by BuzzFeed and everybody else to say, look, the same research that's used by the House Intelligence and the Senate Intelligence Committees to try to trump up, for lack of a better word, some gigantic proceeding. That confession occurred October 11, 2016, according to the Kavalek memo. 10 days later, 21st October 2016, 10 days later, the FBI used the Steele dossier to go to the FISA court and secure a Title I warrant against Carter Page. Here's what she said in her memo, Miami. And I figured that Bruce Orr would have talked about this. I am now correct because I opened the Bruce Orr 302s and I dug through them. Hard to read because there's so many redactions. But I did see Kavalek's name come up. Here's the way she put it in her October 11 memo. Steele's client is keen to see this information come to light prior to November 8th. The date of the 2016 election. Kavalek wrote in a typed summary of her meeting with Steele and Tatiana Duran, a colleague from Steele's Orbis security firm. Tatiana. What nationality does Tatiana sound like? Tatiana Duran.
Some kind of Eastern European. Some kind of Slavic or Russian. Tatiana.
Tatiana. You know she had a State Department badge?
Oh. Well.
And that she might have been having a sexual affair with Christopher Steele?
Well. Christopher Steele and Peter Stroke in.
Steele and Stroke. Probing the press. True. I like probing the press.
That's right. In a political pounding.
One for the ages.
Seriously.
Tatiana Duran. I don't know where she comes from. Eastern European, probably. here's the important part of this. So she writes this memo outlining the political motive for Christopher Steele engaging in this. That he was desperate for this to come out before the election.
Mm-hmm.
And then when the State Department and the FBI and the DOJ turned all of their information over to the House Intelligence Committee during the Russia probe. Guess what memo didn't make it?
Which one?
The Cadillac memo. Here's what Devin Nunes had to say about it. They tried to hide a lot of documents from us during our investigation, and it usually turns out there's a reason for it. Senate and House Judiciary investigators told me they didn't know about them, even though they investigated Steele's behavior. The only reason we found out about it is one member of Congress transmitted the memo to the Department of Justice's Inspector General because he believed the FISA investigation did not have access to it, and he thought it was pertinent. The FBI tried to classify it, even though it was originally marked unclassified from its date of, from the date of inception. State Department officials acknowledged a year ago they received a copy of the Steele dossier in 2016, that they got a more detailed briefing in October 2016. In July 2016, they first received it. Got a more detailed briefing in October 2016. But what was discussed during the more detailed briefing was not revealed. So the Cadillac memo gives you an idea of what was discussed. In other words, guys, this is political. We got to get it out before the election. Citizens United, by the way, is who came up with this memo. They sued and sued and sued and sued and sued and finally got it. So that's the Cadillac memo. That's sort of the framing for the Bruce Orr 302s, because Bruce Orr, whose wife Nellie Orr, Bruce Orr was a Department of Justice official. His wife Nellie Orr worked for Fusion GPS, the people compiling the Steele dossier that everyone knew was political. So I fire up the 302s yesterday when they came out. I start looking, and I could not believe my eyes as I read through what all, well, I read through some of what Bruce Orr talked about.
Mm-hmm.
Because you can't say all of it. The first 302 comes from 12-19 of 2016, after the election, but before Donald J. Trump is president. And if you go through and read, I'm trying to find here the one I was looking for. They don't make it easy to print these things, by the way. If it was a better service, you'd doop-cheat, print, and it'd go off. The service they use makes you pay to print it. It's the stupidest thing I've ever seen in my life. I sit here and scroll all day long, but if I want to print it, I got to pay.
Mm-hmm.
But let's say, I'll give you an example. Here is a 302 from December 19th of 2016. At the time, he was the Associate Deputy Attorney General and Director of the Department of Justice's Organized Crime and Drug Enforcement Task Force, OCDETF. He was interviewed at the FBI headquarters. Said he had breakfast at Pete's Coffee with Glenn Simpson at 10 a.m. on December 10th, 9 days prior to this meeting. During breakfast, Glenn Simpson provided Orr with an 8-gigabyte verbatim USB micro digital media drive. Orr does not know what's on the thumb drive. Do you believe that for a second?
No.
But believes it's in regards to the work Blank was hired to do for Simpson. I'm guessing his wife, Nellie. The drive was entered into evidence at WFO as original evidence and working, that's all irrelevant. Took notes after the meeting to preserve his memory, referred to them during the interview. And then he goes through to start getting on the record all of what Christopher Steele has told him about Donald Trump's perceived connections to Russians, all of which have been turned out to be bubkas. They sound bad. But the key in this is he says he'll be happy to turn over all of his wife's research to the FBI. Oh, I'm sure he would. Because it's fake. It's totally fake. Here's the way he puts it on, this is December 27, 2016. Now, they're meeting like every few days. On December 20, 2016, 11AO, or provided Ryder with an 8GB SanDisk Cruiser Glide USB micro digital data storage device, a thumb drive. Glenn Simpson at Fusion GPS hired Orr's wife, Nellie Orr, to conduct research for his firm. Key sentence coming up. You ready? Orr voluntarily provided his wife's research to the FBI. In other words, what a great political operation they had running there. Hillary Clinton needed research compiled on Donald Trump. Real or fake, it doesn't matter. She needed a political hit job to come out before the election. It didn't come out before the elections. Now you have the insurance policy kick in. Now we got to take him out after the election. Hopefully before he gets sworn in. But how do we do that? Well, we got to get all this fake research to the FBI somehow. So let's get Bruce Orr in here and say, well, wait a minute. Your wife is connected over there. I'll give you all the research. I'll give you all the research. I'm not hiding anything. I don't know what's on it, but I'll give it to you. Voluntarily. Guys, that's the conduit into the FBI. How else do you get political operations, political research into the FBI, into the hands of the FBI? You don't. Unless you concoct a scheme in which Bruce Orr looks like he's caught. Uh-oh. I should have told you. Forgot. Sorry. That was the plan from the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
That was the plan from the beginning. And now we got the 302s to prove it. Now we got the 302s to prove it. They are so, 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 so obvious looking back. But they're so redacted, they're hard to read. Supposedly for sources and methods. I don't believe that. 33 minutes after 10 o'clock.
Carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now. Enjoy delicious meat and three lunches that change daily and great burgers and salads at Peyton's Place. Check out Facebook for daily menus and use their drive-thru window for call-ahead orders. Don't forget that Peyton's Place offers catering. Peyton's Place on the Atlanta Highway across from Faulkner and now open Sundays for lunch.
Mr. Sandman.
This is David Justice, owner of Mr. Sandman Mattress Superstores. Those of you who have grandchildren will probably understand what I am about to say. I have six little darlings under 11 years old who live elsewhere. In order to simplify my life and spend more time with them, I am closing my Millbrook location. All floor samples and stock inventory must be liquidated. Every mattress, every bed, every headboard, pillows, bed frames, furniture, it's all got to go. Many items are priced below original wholesale, but there are no holds or layaways and all sales are final. This sale is at Millbrook only, but extra discounts are being taken in Montgomery. Financing and delivery are available. Hurry in for the best selections, but discounts are limited to stock on hand. Cash, checks, and credit cards are welcome. Again, the Montgomery stores are not closing, just my Millbrook location on Highway 14, 3 miles from I-65 on the right, across from the Citgo station. Store hours in Millbrook are 10 to 6, Tuesday through Saturday. Building will be available later this fall. Mr. Sandman Mattress Superstores.
Join us today from 11:30 to 1 at Lewis Lawn Equipment on Northeastern Boulevard for Cram the Van. Bring your school supply donations to help kids and teachers in the River Region get started on a great school year.
This hour of the program brought to you in part by our good friends over at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. 567-4223 on the web, ALAHomeMortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368, equal housing lender.
China, but is not ready to make a deal now.
We have an open dialogue. We'll see whether or not we keep our meeting in September. If we do, that's fine. If we don't, that's fine. But it's time that somebody does what we're doing. And I said, the American taxpayer is not paying for it.
Saudi Arabia's state oil company Aramco has revived plans to take the company public and sell shares as early as next year. The Wall Street Journal says Aramco hopes to capitalize on its successful bond sale this year. The mediator handling lawsuits accusing Monsanto's Roundup of causing cancer is saying no settlement figures have been discussed. Reports had said they were considering paying $8 billion to settle those lawsuits. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Jenny Cosola.
Mike
Steve Campbell here, serial entrepreneur with words from another happy payroll customer.
I've used it for a year now, and I've worried zero time. I just enter in the time, it's calculated, and it's taken out of bank account, and it's just done. I love it.
Visit us at PatriotSoftware.com. Use promo code RADIO and get 2 months of payroll free. That's PatriotSoftware.com.
Accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, a family-owned company with competitive pay and great benefits, good home time, and new equipment arriving daily. Be a part of the family. Give Wiley Sanders a call at 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Good morning, everybody. Our very hot weather pattern continues today. I think the heat index, once again, will be above 105, maybe a little higher than that. The actual high temperature up to about 96. There'll be some scattered thunderstorms roaming around, most numerous in the afternoon and evening. But in this kind of heat, you can get some strong storms with gusty winds and intense lightning. Our weather app will keep you on top of whether there's any warnings for your particular area. Our low temperature tonight, 76. Tomorrow, a generous supply of showers and thunderstorms, most numerous in the afternoon and evening hours. Highs in the mid-90s again. More triple-digit heat indices through the weekend and more scattered storms on Sunday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
You trust us at ASE Credit Union, which is why we want to thank you for voting us the best credit union in Central Alabama's Reader's Choice Awards. We've been providing awesome products and personal service for our members for over 60 years. ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender, federally insured by the NCUA.
Olympian accused of shooting woman at his equestrian training farm. Can I tell you something? I once represented an equestrian, former Olympian, who ran an equestrian training farm.
Big horse guy?
Oh, he was a huge horse
guy. Big into horses here, Baron.
But it was an inventor. Same thing that guy was.
Yeah.
What's eventing is cross-country, dressage, and hunter jumper.
I don't know.
Yeah. I think that's right. I never heard of eventing for representing this guy. He was a nice guy. He actually, everything got dismissed.
Hmm.
Nice guy. I mean, you know, Darren Chacha. Tell me that doesn't sound like an eventer.
Seriously.
Yeah, that guy's a dressage guy. He's where he is in that picture. all right, our number 272-9228. It's the bathinnovations.com guest hotline. Auburn House Wash, by the way. 826-WASH. 826-WASH. AuburnHouseWash.com. If you jump on their Facebook page and see some of those before and after pictures and you're not wowed, you might be Ray Charles, Stevie Wonder.
Well, Ray Charles. Remember, because Stevie's not actually blind.
Stevie's not actually blind. He will be blind.
Stevie's like, they say it's nice.
That looks really good. You know, that's what they tell me. You opened my mind with that Stevie Wonder might actually not be blind.
Why are you qualifying it? Might actually not. I mean, he is not blind. It's empirical evidence, Baron.
Well, I saw it on YouTube. He grabbed a falling mic stand.
Must be true.
Grabbed a falling mic stand.
I saw it on the internet.
He winced when somebody got too close. Just the way it is. 826-WASH, 826-WASH, AuburnHouseWash.com. Get on there and look. Before and after pictures. You can check out the Facebook page. I think it's a really, really, really cool... big into umbrellas. Big umbrella guy. They got some really, really, really cool time-lapse footage. Like, have you ever seen a house get time-lapse house clean? It's amazing. Absolutely amazing. Our number 272-9228, if you want to get in, 272-9228. So you can jump on if you want to see the Bruce Orr 302s. There's places that have the full redacted, heavily, heavily, heavily redacted 302s from Bruce Orr. But what you find is a political scheme to put Bruce Orr's wife who got a real interest into ham radio all of a sudden.
Oh, Nelly?
Yeah. The lovely. She's very lovely. Donald Trump, that was master troll, Donald Trump. Do you remember this?
Yes.
Donald Trump talked about the incredibly lovely, very gorgeous
Nelly Orr. The ham radio thing. She was just trying to get her new single out.
Which was?
Yeah, well, I don't know. One of the ones with the St. Lunatics.
It's a mixtape.
Yeah, she came into the hearing with a Band-Aid on her face. Everyone started wearing them.
That was Nelly. Yeah. A different Nelly.
I thought he just took the Orr off and he just went by Nelly.
No.
Different guy?
Different guy.
Altogether.
Oh, yeah.
Wait a minute. So you're telling me that this Nelly Orr has nothing to do with the music of Nelly or the St. Lunatics?
No.
Well, you could have fooled me. I thought that's why Trump said she was so attractive.
Who's this?
Hey, it's Clint.
Hey, Clint.
Good day, guys.
Hey, Clint.
I couldn't believe it. Yesterday, President Trump's name was brought into football talk.
Uh-oh.
On the Paul Feinbaum show. He had a Clemson fan caller and an Alabama fan caller. He had them both on the line at the same time so they could argue.
Okay.
And the Clemson fan says, I bet you voted for Donald Trump for president. Yeah. And the Bama fan, he didn't even really say nothing. And the Clemson guy says, only dumb people vote for Trump. I said, good gracious, are you kidding me? We're talking about the SEC and the ACC, and you're going to bring the president into it. Yeah. These liberals are everywhere, man.
All right. Yeah, they ruin everything. I've never seen a liberal that didn't ruin something.
He just had to bring that in. I mean, my goodness, man, let's talk football here.
That's the worst. Hey, I appreciate your call, though. Appreciate it.
Yeah.
43 minutes after 10 o'clock. Here comes the rooster, Dave.
Oh, yeah?
Barrett, I'm sorry. I'm trying to get a hold of Kim Williams.
Oh, well, let me give you the number. Can I give you the number?
Thank you so much. Yes,
yeah.
That's
how about
what
this?
I called for.
567. You ready?
Yes, I got it.
4223. Yep. Kim Williams, Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223.
You're the man.
Yeah, you know you're the man, Rooster. Appreciate it. You're about to save some money, too.
All right, brother.
Appreciate it. You can call here anytime you want and ask for the names and identities of our sponsors.
That's right.
We got the best sponsors. Just today, just already today, we've had the opportunity to talk about Penny Earn Concrete Technologies, Heirloom Jewelers, Chase Interiors, Cornerstone Managing General Agency, Auburn House Wash, just mentioned Kim Williams. And we're not even halfway done, believe it or not. Love our sponsors, Joey.
It's getting hot in here.
Well, there's a lot of HMMA in here. Dave must be asleep.
No, I heard it. Wait, are you talking about Hyundai?
Yeah, no. Talking about hot man-on-man action. Who's this?
Jimmy,
what's up? Jimmy wants some of that HMMA.
That's right.
Jimmy!
Uh-oh.
It's Friday, so I can ask anything, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
Well,
I mean, within...
What's the status on the whole Facebook?
Let's keep names out of it. Status is... the question was, and I'll clean it up, what's the status of the whole Facebook thing between me and other people? That was the... status is that... I think... She said publicly she wants to abandon her claim, wants to put this behind her, doesn't want anything to happen to me, doesn't want me to lose my law license. These are public statements of hers. I'm not putting words in her mouth. I take that as an abandonment of her claims. That's me. Thanks for your call. I'm a nice guy. I'm willing to let people make mistakes and wander off.
Yeah.
Yeah. Happens.
Yeah.
Happens. Well, you read any of these Bruce Orr 302s?
No, I haven't, but...
It's pretty pretty shocking.
I haven't read the details. I've heard it would be shocking.
It's pretty shocking, yeah. It came out late enough yesterday that I've not had time to really delve into. I did skim them, but I've not had time to, do the guess game of what each redaction might mean or what they're really talking about or...
Are these the transcripts that apparently exculpated is the word, I believe, Papadopoulos?
No.
Those are the FBI.
That's the Mifsud transcript.
The Mifsud, okay.
Now, that will come out.
Right.
When the Mifsud... See, I think what they're doing here is, you remember how when James O'Keefe took out Acorn. You remember how he dripped that out? When he took out Planned Parenthood, how he dripped that out little by little by little by little? Remember
so they hit him hard, but he kept it coming, yeah.
Well, what happened was, like, take the first one where Acorn wasn't harming kids or whatever. They came out and they said, this guy goes in and he says, I'm a pimp. This is my 14-year-old prostitute. And this local officer's like, well, you don't tell people she's your prostitute. Tell people she's like your niece or your daughter or something. You know? And then they came out and said, it was just one office. I mean, that's just one office. And then they came out with another one, and then another one, and then another one, and then another one. I think that's what's happening here. Liberals will either fall into this trap and be like, Bruce Orr, you know, you can't really trust Bruce Orr. He's a bad egg. You know, but with the Cavalec memo on top of it and with the Bruce Orr 302s, I'm telling you, by the time we build up and drop that Mifsud transcript on them, where Mifsud said, here's my handler, here's what he told me to ask, here's what he told me to do, it's going to be so obvious by the time they drop all the evidence that this was not a true investigation into Russian interference at all, that this was a 100% political setup from the beginning meant to trap the Trump campaign.
Well, and I think some of the big players are wise to this, why they've shut up.
That's
I haven't
exactly.
seen much John Brennan. I haven't seen much James Clapper.
Seen much Adam Schiff.
No, but I think Comey's already said too much, as well as...
Well, he knows he's going to... I think Comey may be the only person you've ever heard of that could end up in prison. Yeah. Maybe. Maybe. We'll be back.
Now that she's back in the atmosphere with drops of Jupiter.
Get with Greg, Rich, Jay, and Emily Hayes, three men and a lady. Mornings, 6 to 9 on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Angie.
Hi, Ben.
Well, come in, darling. I have a special evening planned for you.
You do? Ooh, I like your new chandelier.
Yeah, thanks. The technicians at Crosby Electric installed it for me. They had a lot of good suggestions, like these new outlets in the kitchen, so I can plug in my wine chiller and my new self-basting rotisserie oven. Do you like squab?
Mmm, do I?
And here's my new Crosby installed ceiling fan.
Beautiful.
And now, for the big moment, sit here on the sofa.
Okay.
I'll dim my new recessed lighting, specially installed by Crosby Electric.
Oh, my.
Click on my new electric fireplace logs, Crosby hardwired them to the panel, and ask you, Angie, will you be Mrs. Benjamin Farnbush?
Well?
Yes?
I've always wanted a self-basting rotisserie oven.
I'll take that as a yes.
Whether you're popping the question or making improvements to add value and livability to your home, call Crosby Electric for an estimate and lots of great suggestions. Visit CrosbyElectric.com or call 272-2085.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday at 11 a.m. to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you. That's every Saturday at 11 a.m.
This hour of the program brought to you in part by our good friends over at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223, 567-4223, on the web, ALAHomeMortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368, equal housing lender.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
guys. 9 minutes till. And I'm talking to myself at night. One of the catchiest tunes recorded in this decade. Got Joey Clark in the studio. Dave Mowry, Baron Coleman here with you from 9 to noon. The squad will be joining us in 8 minutes at 11 o'clock. Your calls are welcome at 272-9228. The BathInnovations.com guest hotline. Riley Manning, RileyManningPainting.com, 799-1284. 799-1284. You can check him out online, RileyManningPainting.com. Riley Manning is going on, well, I'm not going to tell you what exact year, but it's more than 50 years in the business in this area. And the reason he's able to do that is because he's earned the trust of the community. He is the trusted elder statesman of the painting community. He's the best. And when you get him on the job, you'll know what I'm talking about, because you'll get somebody with an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. Trained professional painters, not day laborers like some of the other folks. And somebody who really, genuinely, honestly can give you a quote and stick by it, not nickel and dime you to death. And he's not going to paint over the problems. He gets in there and fixes the problems as they come up. Check him out online, RileyManningPainting.com, 799-1284. And when you talk to him, well, if you call that number, he's gonna know you heard on the radio, because that's the double secret bat phone for News and Views listeners, 799-1284. If you look him up online, you'll find a different number altogether. But that's the double secret bat phone there. Alabama pastor and his wife charged in a fire at a St. Clair County church. Guy burned his own church down.
Insurance
allegedly. Maybe. Maybe. Well, now, what makes you think insurance fraud instead of, like, some fake hate speech?
Well, you can make that money.
Because they look white?
Well, it could be fake hate speech, but I would just why would you burn your own building down?
Some of them do. And then they blame, like, Nazis, and then it comes out, and it turns out you burn your own church down.
I just want to see what the insurance on the building
was. Let me just tell you.
Right? It's kind of like I was saying that some people want to get banned from Twitter or whatever. Like, you know, people do that type of stuff.
That's true.
Guy's name is Ricky Van Mitchell. I mean, maybe I'm a namist, but I wouldn't go to church with a pastor named Ricky Van Mitchell. I wouldn't. Doesn't sound trustworthy. I'm sorry.
I was down getting the word from Ricky.
I wonder if he goes by Ricky Van.
I bet he just goes by Ricky.
Like a double name.
Yeah, but have you seen how he handles those snakes?
This is Ricky Van. He and his wife, Angela Mitchell, are charged, and she looks like she's been violating one of the commandments on gluttony, to be honest with you.
Sorry, that was really funny.
It was a highbrow fat joke. I like that.
Got him.
Also charged with first-degree insurance fraud, second-degree arson, criminal conspiracy, all this according to the St. Clair County Sheriff's Office, the Alabama State Fire Marshal's Office. They were pastor of Emmanuel Fellowship Church. Sounds like a fake church.
I was going to say, it's probably worth a lot of money here, Joey.
It's
like an $8 shack that they insured for $2 bills.
It's a ramshackle. They paid $20,000 for it and insured it for $2.5 million. Also indicted on arson and conspiracy charges was Heather Rich Witten, 45, who pleaded guilty in 2015 to second-degree rape. A 45-year-old woman pleading guilty to second-degree rape.
As part of the burning down the church?
No, this is she got over the rape charge and then went into church burning.
Oh.
Heather Rich Witten, 45. And then there's a comma, who pleaded guilty, like, additional information inserted here. The indictment stemmed from a 2012-2019 blaze at a building owned by the Mitchells. The building, authority said, was occupied by the Longview Institute and Emmanuel Fellowship Church. So, when you're... She was convicted sex offender after she was arrested in 2012 on charges she had sex with a 14-year-old.
Ooh.
At the time, she was a fifth-grade teacher.
Yeah.
This woman was a fit. Okay, so she's 45 now. 7 years ago, she'd been 38. Not even that attractive. I mean.
Oh, that's freaky.
I got to think the 14-year-old could have done better.
God.
I do. I mean, I'm looking at her.
Yeah.
I don't know what she looked like at 38. No. But
I'm gonna guess that she wasn't some kind of smoke back then.
I can't imagine. Not unless she got hit by the ugly tree in prison, which happens.
It happens.
She was at the time a fifth grade teacher at Pell City Elementary School, but her lawyer assured us the charge against her had nothing to do with a student at the intermediate school, because or at the fifth grade school, because she was into middle school.
Slightly older. Mm,
right, right.
She was not into fifth graders, guys. Eighth graders.
Yeah.
Come on.
You need a little more maturity mixed in with that immaturity.
She got charges of sodomy and enticing a child for immoral purposes. I think we've stretched the phrase sodomy beyond its original intent.
You think?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You guys didn't pick up on my joke? Stretch the phrase
sodomy? Yeah, yeah.
Honestly, I saw you wriggled that in there. But, like, I don't know. Every time I hear that word, I'm a little shocked to hear it.
Sodomy?
Yeah. I know it's a legal term, but I'm like, oh, wait, I'm thinking biblical here.
Yeah, but I mean, I think the origins of the word sodomy and the use, the current use of the word sodomy are different. Because sodomy intends to mouths and other things now. And I don't think in the Bible that's what they were talking about.
No.
We know what they were talking about, Baron.
Well, I mean, not everybody.
I think.
Whoever wrote the Alabama Code doesn't know what they were talking about.
It's true.
So this is a story with something for everybody.
There's arsony.
Yeah. You got it all in here.
Rape.
Yeah. I mean, there's no shortage of stuff here.
Gluttony.
There's gluttony in here. No doubt about it. No doubt about it. I got two stories mixed together. That's too bad.
Oh, no.
I wondered how we went from there to the Manson family.
Well,
this is the kind of story I wake up for in Alabama. This is it. Without that kind of story, I don't get up.
Yeah, there's a Manson connection to Alabama.
Too bad you're not going to be here for the third hour, Joe. Or maybe you will. You'll just have to share a microphone.
I'll be the peanut gallery.
Yeah, you'll have to share a microphone, but we're going to cover that story.
Do you know that there's a Manson connection to Alabama?
Yeah, that's where it came from.
Yeah.
I didn't know that. The guy who defended Sharon Tate or protected her or whatever. Well, he didn't succeed.
Hmm. No, I thought it was that one of the Manson girls went to attended college in Spring Hill. And Sam Marsall had a thing about her on his Facebook page today about how his granddad was a lawyer in Mobile and was, I guess, in charge of working out the extradition of, I think it was Patricia Krenwinkel is the one. They all had kind of weird names.
This is the story in there today is about a guy named Jay Sebring.
Yeah, he's the hairstylist guy.
Yeah.
That
he died trying to protect Sharon Tate.
Well, I don't know about protect. He got, you know, they kind of got ambushed by these folks, and the second that he said something,
Did I tell you I saw that house?
Yeah, I've been by it.
Yeah, a friend of mine lived in the neighborhood.
10070 Cielo Drive.
And he, pointed out, he's like, that's where the Tate murders happen. I was like, what?